brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So you can see how this culture of terrorism works. Give up all your rights. Let the government stick its hands in your pants. Let us take blood from you at checkpoints, or the terrorists will get you. The drunk drivers will get you. Let the government control how much salt you can eat. If Happy Meals can have toys in it, we want to make sure you eat healthy food. Meanwhile, they authorize McDonald's to put silicone that causes kidney failure in the McNuggets. They allow GMO crops to be fed to the public that causes organ failure. See, they're doing everything to really kill us, but then they'll have this window dressing of how much they love us. Look at this article. Wi-Fi makes trees sick, study shows PC World. Folks, you can look at trees that are even 20 feet from a cell tower, and you'll see them all mutated on the side closer to the tower. I've talked to people that I see mowing around power lines because they're normally city employees, and a lot of times they can speak English. And I've talked to them. I've said, it looks like the grass doesn't grow as fast or as brown around these power lines. Are you putting something on them? Are you spraying these? And they're like, no, it just does that. Anyways, here's a major study on that. Off the charts, crazy. We did find, Jaron found it, Special Climate Change Program 2009-2012 for Mexico, executive summary. And it does have the relocation of the citizens in it. This is big Agenda 21 news. I'm going to try to get into that. We got Joel Skousen coming up with some big news dealing with government-sponsored terror. But since I mentioned this, just 2 weeks ago we met at Jekyll Island for a 100-year celebration of private banker domination of the Republic. Alan Greenspan, who helped engineer the collapse. This is him last year on Lair NewsHour saying, we're above the law. We're outside government. Government's role doesn't matter because government has no authority over us. This is the fourth branch of government, but it's private, and he's telling you he's above the law. That's a lie. Let's go ahead and play the Alan Greenspan clip. Here it is.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with the president.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, just incredible. Now, this latest story, I remember 10 years ago, it was in 2000, seeing Toyota and General Motors say that in the next decade or so, and now here we are, they want cameras in all the cars that watch the driver. To make sure you're not distracted, to make sure you're not drinking, to make sure you're not sleeping. So, guilty until proven innocent, 1984, camera in the car. And they also said that they would sell it to the public with pressure sensors in the seats to see if a child was in the car alone. Or to see if the child had been locked in the car. Why it would save 31 lives a year on average. Just total big brother. Then the Houston police chief came out and said he wants cameras in all the homes. Now, the transportation secretary, who's openly said he's anti-car in the Wall Street Journal earlier this year, will tell you about what he has to say when we get back. This is incredible. I mean, this is the nanny state on total mega steroids, and they're not doing it because they care about you. They are doing all of this to train you to live in a surveillance bubble of total control. But then things that really harm you and hurt you, they don't just not care about it, they're behind it. We've also got an important guest coming up.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nose revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got huge breaking news that ties into the whole continuum. Another big piece of the puzzle dealing with government-sponsored terror, this time in England, coming up in just a few minutes. But I've got two reports I want to hit today that tie together. One is from PC World, and the other is from Popular Science, two different major magazines. Wi-Fi makes trees sick, study says. Radiation from Wi-Fi networks is harmful to trees, causing significant variations in growth, as well as bleeding and fissures in the bark, according to a recent study in the Netherlands. Radiation from Wi-Fi networks is harmful to trees, causing significant variations in growth. It's shown the same thing in humans. It breaks up the DNA strands. It causes brain tumors. As well as bleeding and fissures in the bark, according to a recent study in the Netherlands. And it says all deciduous trees in the Western world are affected, according to the study by Wageningen University. The city of Alphen aan den Rijn ordered the study 5 years ago after officials found unexplained abnormalities on trees that couldn't be ascribed to virus or bacteria infection. I can eyeball, and not just in one case or two cases, but in thousands. I'm observant, folks. I don't just, and I think that's what's important. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know, there are people a lot smarter than I am, but I'm observant. I'm street smart. you know, I come from good old farming stock. And everywhere I go, I look at trees that are next to power towers, next to cell phone towers. And you can see not just where they're touching, but where they're even 10 feet away, they're growing slowly. They're deformed. They've got lacerations. I've seen it with the grass. And I've seen other studies that show this as well. Besides the electromagnetic fields created by mobile phone networks and wireless LANs, ultra-fine particles emitted by cars and trucks may also be to blame, and it goes on. Now, here's popular science. To thwart distracted driving, U.S. government considers cell phone jamming in cars. Now, the jammer is also a receiver transmitter. This is government surveillance. That's what Toyota wants under federal auspices, is a camera that watches you in your car to see if you're, quote, distracted driving or tired or drinking. So you're guilty until proven innocent, and they're now proposing this. They're also saying, well, in case a child's in the car unattended, the AI software, very inexpensive, the chip with an infrared camera, so even if it's dark, will know if a child's in the car or if you're drinking. It will, quote, tell if you look tired. It's all quackery. And then will access a cell phone OnStar system in the car and call police. So this is 1984. And it's got Ray LaHood, who said he's anti-car openly in the news, in the Wall Street Journal earlier this year. He said we want to get cars off the road. The Obama administration is considering disabling cell phones in American cars aimed at cutting down on distracted drivers and cell phone-related road deaths. But meanwhile, they're not worried about the cell phones themselves giving you cancer. The Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, the nation's preeminent anti-distracted driving crusader, said in an interview on MSNBC yesterday the federal officials are looking at technology to disable cell phones inside cars. You notice already at G20 meetings and other protests, they'll disable cell phones. This is just all part of this total surveillance grid. I thought that was important. We just covered it. Now, here's the major breaking news for the rest of this hour. A little bit of financial news right at the end. Of course, he needs no introduction. Joel Skousen, his uncle, wrote The Naked Communist and The Naked Capitalist, really expanding our paradigm of political understanding. He's the editor-in-chief of World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com, political scientist, also a fighter-bomber pilot, and a lot more. I won't go through his entire bio because of time constraints. He has a huge breaking analysis. Lord James to the House of Lords, I laundered money for IRA, terrorism conspiracy in the UK involving Bank of England. All of this on the heels of the German bomb last week being a U.S. drill. So were the printer cartridges, folks. The British said they weren't bombs. Obama said, hey, we know they're bombs. Check them again. I mean, slap the cuffs on right there, folks. They're doing this out in the open. Now, you've got all these Obama and Clinton advisors saying Obama needs terror. They're saying it on Meet the Press. They're saying it in the Financial Times of London. They are really gearing up. And they see this huge protest against the TSA and this act of domination. They know that they're going to let this grow up to a crescendo, then stage events, and say, we don't ever want to hear any complaints. You cause deaths, even though more people die each year from honeybee stings than from terror. So I wanted to get Joel Skousen's take on government-sponsored terror first, what's happening with the TSA, and how that dovetails with Glenn Beck. Geraldo Rivera came out twice in the last week and said 9/11 could be an inside job, that Building 7 may have been a controlled demolition, that 9/11 truth may not be despicable now. Why is Rupert Murdoch greenlighting that? Beck has come out and directly said Obama's people are getting ready for a new Oklahoma City bombing to be blamed on Beck. And, of course, in those reports they're issuing, they blame yours truly as well. But Beck says he's the center of the universe. The point is a major shift. Joel, we're going to break in about 6 minutes, but you've got the floor on this constellation of issues that orbit each other. Break down what you see happening right now.
Well, let's talk about the TSA thing first. It's very important for listeners to understand that the two provocations that gave TSA all of the excuse and justification to go through taking your shoes off, that was the shoe bomber. The crotch bomber gave us these backscatter x-ray naked scanners, as we call them, machine. But both of those provocations were absolutely false terrorism. There is no way that an actual trained terrorist would not know that you cannot light plastic explosives with a match. match and expect it to blow up. And that happened in both cases with the shoe bomber and the crotch bomber. They had no blasting cap in there. I mean, if you're going to light it with a match, you would have stuck a blasting cap in it and said, light the fuse on the blasting cap.
And the government helped both of them get on the planes. That's on record.
Absolutely. So I am convinced that if, in fact, the American people, and there's a major backlash against this groping-type pat-down and against the scanners, that their only solution is to throw another false terrorist attack to show us, look, we've got to have these things, and so everyone ought to shut up. And I think that's exactly what's coming. They will not take no for an answer. Now, one of the things that I'm most concerned about, I pointed out in my World Affairs brief this past Friday's issue, is that I think there's a trend here. I'm very, very worried that they're violating a major rule they've had a long time, that you don't bother the majority of American people too much or there'll be a backlash. And they are clearly at the airport bothering the majority of American people, and they're getting a backlash. So why would they go against their own general rules against initiating a backlash? I mean, even John Pistole in talking to Congress, you know, was just defiant. Am I sensitive? Yes. Am I going to change anything? No.
So they're getting us ready to unveil the American people as the enemy.
Well, yes, that's true. But there's another catch-22 here, and that's what happened with the pilots. The pilots had a legitimate reason not to have to go through these scanners. I mean, if you can't trust the pilots with the airplane, who have background checks, who are authorized to carry firearms in the airplane, then who can you trust?
So they they're in the airplane, as you know, sir, and you're a pilot yourself, a fighter pilot, once you're in the airplane, a 747, 940-something thousand pounds, the biggest missile you can get, it's asinine.
Absolutely true. And so what happens, they entered into secret negotiations with the Obama administration this week, and the Obama administration, seeing this bullet coming, that they could not sustain making pilots going through this obnoxious security stuff, they offered them a deal that if you agree to give us biometric scans,
yes,
so that we have a biometric ID, they will let you off the hook. Now, I think there's a possibility they may offer this to the American people.
Oh, you're right. They already did it. They said, don't worry. By next year, we'll have trusted traveler. If you go through, and then that sets the precedent that the government authorizes travel or not and basically legitimizes and standardizes the no-fly list.
That's exactly right. And I think it's something that people will jump at. Once you, it's a pure Hegelian dialectic. You create enough tension, then you say, we give you an out, you know, and you'll jump at it because it's so much better than being groped by TSA. And I think that's what they're setting us up for.
I can totally concur with you, and your gut is already confirmed. You must have missed it. They are now actually announcing this. And TSA, going back to Homeland Security Head Ridge about 7 years ago, he said, you will have a not just a no-fly list, a no-buy list, a no-job list. You'll have to have this card and biometrics to do everything. And then that's the true cashless society control grid. And then they claim any underground economy is now associated with terrorism.
Yeah, I think that's where we're headed. And as I say, they're using this type of false flag terrorism to drive all of this. But I do feel that we're going to get some other kind of terrorist attack here. It's just been a long time, and not only is skepticism growing about 9/11, but it's also enraged now about the TSA, and so they've got a problem here.
I'm going to skip this network break, so station should stay with us. This is a network break we're skipping because I want to give Joel more time today. Joel, before we get into Beck and then into the larger issue, this government-sponsored terror in England hidden in plain view is just amazing, and the same strategy of tension. What are your ideas then to preemptively deal with them staging a new attack? What do you think my millions of listeners, from your perspective, should be doing to head them off at the pass?
Well, it's very difficult to develop a strategy because, you know, the stuff works on the dumbed-down Americans. But what we really need to help people understand is that there's a pattern of false flag terrorism. That's why conspiracy analysis is so important, not only about 9/11, but about just what I said about the crotch bomber and the shoe bomber. The fact that you have supposedly sophisticated trained terrorism, you know, that learned to fly airplanes, you know, 757s on Cessnas, which is an impossibility, I can tell you that as a pilot. And you have crotch bombers that don't know that you can't light and explode. This is what's going to happen again. There's going to be another terrorist attempt, not an attack probably, an attempt. And those are the things that are most easily to develop. So we've got to train people to know the answers, particularly about how to identify false terrorism versus true terrorism. But, you know, what we're talking about in this week's World Affairs Brief, we very rarely get open admissions of conspiracy. And we've got three blockbusters now. We have the admission of James Jones at the Munich Security Conference that Henry Kissinger gives daily marching orders to the National Security Council.
And that wasn't a joke. He said, I get my orders from Mr. Kissinger.
Yeah, and he said, you know, filter down through Brett Scowcroft to Sandy Berger, who are here with us today. I mean, this was just no mistake. This was too many specifics, and it's right out in the open. The number two one, of course, was the one the whistleblower out of the City of London, which I covered on May 7th in my World Affairs Brief. This didn't get much coverage of the press, but it was a blockbuster one. Here's this guy in the City of London who was a major financier. Now, the City of London, remember, is a city within a city. This is not the metropolitan government of London. This is the ancient medieval City of London government.
Which it's just like the Vatican or the District of Columbia.
Right.
These globalists always create their own above-the-law command base.
That's right. And this is where all of the financial manipulation of the Anglo-American society and with Bank of England happens, in the City of London. All right. He was a major financial advisor. He met 30 times a year with all the other major financial powers that be within the City of London. But he was not part of the powers that be system. But he mistakenly got invited to a meeting, since he'd been with these same people. He got into the meeting. These are the same people he'd been meeting with for months and years. And all of a sudden, three other high British officials come in. They sit down and they immediately start talking about conspiracy issues, about war, inducing China, or inducing a war with Iran and inducing Israel to strike Iran in order to get the West involved in the war with Iran. And he was just shocked out of his chair. He says, you know, here they're talking as if we're all initiates and I'm not one of them. But they all think I am.
And when he went public on the silver manipulation, well, go ahead.
That's right. Well, you know, there's his story finding. Now, this happened in 2003. It took him this long to finally decide, after he studied conspiracy issues, tried to make heads or tails of what he was hearing. He came out and gave an interview where all of this came out. And that was a major story that bolsters not only our suspicion that an attack on Iran is coming, but that Israel will be the provocation. Also interesting in that story, it's the first time I've ever found anyone coming out of the inside powers that be and confirm my theory. I'm the only one on this planet that has the theory in this next World War III scenario whereby Russia and China will strike the West. And I said the way that the West will beat Russia, even after absorbing a nuclear first strike, will be that they'll get China to betray Russia and attack its rear. And he came out in that very same interview. He said, in that meeting, he said, I couldn't make heads or tails of what this meant, but they talked about inducing China to attack Russia during the next war so that they could help win the war. And he didn't know what that meant.
And that's why there's this deep alliance between the Anglo-Americans and China. That's why they give them the Panama Canal, give them all the jobs, let them buy all the debt, let them buy up the oil refineries here in the U.S. because they're strategic partners.
That's correct.
I agree. I see all the signs there, and I see the CFR calling it the Chinese century. They've clearly made this decision back in the 70s.
But, you know, the big story, and this is the number three, we had the James Jones, we had this whistleblower out of the City of London, and now we're coming out of London with Lord James Blackheath. Let me set the stage. Here, this is the House of Lords. No press allowed. This is private. This is what allows a person to make these kinds of statements. So he starts talking to the House of Lords, this is Lord James of Blackheath, about the fact that there's a super-secret, powerful foundation or operation in the world that deals with the highest government levels. He says, I will call it Foundation X. He's talking to the House of Lords, and he says, they contacted me, and they suggested or offered to loan the British government enough money to take care of its debt, and the British government would then be indebted to them instead of to the world and the IMF and all of those debt things.
And that even came out in mainstream news. That was so incredible. Secret foundations will fund your whole government.
That's right. Now, the most interesting thing is here, and this only got coverage of the Belfast Telegraph, because they're very much involved in what happened with the IRA, is that someone in the House of Lords protests and says, look, Lord Blackie, there's no way that they would contact you. They only talked to heads of state. In other words, this is a guy in the House of Lords who knew about this, and a lot of other people apparently knew about this secret organization that had all this power, but said they wouldn't be talking to you. And so what Lord James does in rebuttal is said, what do you mean? He says, I'm a bigger wig than you think in this stuff because I helped launder billions of pounds for the IRA through the Bank of England. That's why they would talk to me. And all of a sudden there was a major gasp. As here he is, Lord James admitting that the Bank of England was involved in laundering money for the IRA to fund terrorism and IRA.
Amazing.
And right there in the open, of course, there's no press there, but there were obviously leaks coming out of this. But here he even said, and we laundered money for the African terrorists. He says, I can't talk about that because that's still a security issue. But you see, ever since it blew wide open a couple of years ago, that Kevin Maguire, number two security in the IRA, was a British agent.
Steak knife and others. We interviewed some of these people, and then later they were killed. But it was confirmed that for decades, for those that don't know, just recapping, that the entire command leadership of the violent arm of the IRA was really British Special Forces and MI5 and MI6. Continue.
Well, and the key point about that is that because it got blown wide open that the IRA was a British operation, and I even covered in the World Affairs Brief how the CIA had shipped rockets and missiles and even a dismantled helicopter in a C-130 over to the IRA, and the whistleblower blew the whistle. I mean, this is a government operation, this entire terrorism of the IRA. So they dismantled it. They came up and concocted the story that the IRA has suddenly decided to quit. And we've had a peaceful solution, and it's gone away. And now that's why Lord James of Blackheath could come out and say, I can talk about the IRA because that's gone now, but I can't talk for security reasons about our continued funding of terrorism in the North African terrorists.
I want to get into that now, but why is so much of this starting to leak? Why is Geraldo Rivera now on two shows in the last week on Fox saying 9/11 truth may be right, controlled demolition? Why is Beck, in your educated opinion, coming out and saying Obama's people are preparing a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on the Patriots? I mean, this is being authorized by Rupert Murdoch.
I'm not sure it is. This is a tough thing. You know, conspiracy is the weak link. It's why the media denigrates conspiracy theory and facts so vehemently, is because this is the only thing that's capable of blowing wide open the fact that we've got a controlled government, two controlled political parties. Glenn Beck has always been on the wrong side of the conspiracy issue because of 9/11. He got on the wrong side early and he denigrated people who believed in 9/11 conspiracy. Suddenly, it appears that Glenn Beck's starting to turn the corner. You know, I thought to myself, you know, look, his mentor, Glenn Beck's mentor, is my uncle, W. Clarence Skousen, who wrote the book on conspiracy, the original one, about...
wrote the book, yeah.
The Naked Capitalist. And how can you have him as a mentor and be denigrating conspiracy? Well, I found out that he couldn't put or refused to put two and two together. Yeah, he could believe, and he believes very strongly now, that there is a globalist conspiracy, because that's what's involved with communism and the bigger factor, but he couldn't see it, you know, in front of himself in terms of 9/11 or Oklahoma City bombing, some of those other aspects. And now he's starting to believe it. I'm not sure he can come clean and admit that he was wrong on television, but he clearly now believes in conspiracy, and I think it's moving that way. And the same thing with Rivero. He's turning the corner, and they haven't shut him down yet, and that may well happen yet.
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to talk about it because I don't give up sources, but... when we get back, I've got something brief to say about that, because I got a lot of moles, a lot of feelers out there, and Glenn Beck's got big torpedoes coming his way, big ones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have pain from an injury or headache? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of injury, frequency signals are transmitted that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones go to work to eliminate inflammation. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. Here's what Jody from San Diego had to say. I have a weakness in my neck from a car accident. About once a month I have neck pain, and the only thing that has ever helped is going to the chiropractor. To my surprise, the knockout pain cream took away the headache and my neck seemed just fine. No adjustment required. The product has already paid for itself. To order or learn more about knockout pain cream, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit knockoutpaincream.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going back to Joel Skousen with key information here in just a moment. Great political mind. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about some wonderful sponsors that make this transmission possible. eFoodsDirect.com. The highest quality right here in America, out in Utah, the real experts on storable foods, high quality, no GMO, no hybrid trash in it. This holiday season, stock up on delicious, easy-to-fix, storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Right now, they have a new holiday special running, making it easier than ever to get your own supply of best storable foods on the planet. They have two holiday packs to choose from. The first is a six-month supply and a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals. And right now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you get free shipping on the entire order. That's a huge discount because on food, shipping's one of the biggest costs because it weighs so much. Great deal they're offering. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. Continuing on protecting ourselves from the globalist poisoning of the water, I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. USA, made here. Check out their banners on Infowars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And Lastly here, I want to tell you about ID Stronghold. You folks will just love these people. They are the industry leaders in RFID blocking technology. Most of the new IDs or passports or driver's license have them. And, of course, it's designed for fraud. So when it falls apart, then they can make you go to biometric scans. That's the federal plan. But the point is you put these inside these little holders that have got lead in them, but they're very lightweight, and it blocks it 100% so thieves and government can't just drive around stealing your info. They have leather wallets, passport holders, cell phone pouches to protect your information. People can hack into those. ID Stronghold, just the letter IDStronghold.com. And they've got a bunch of specials running as well. You will not find a better price anywhere. IDStronghold.com. They are the leaders. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. IDStronghold.com. Okay, going back to Joel Skousen, we got a lot of news to cover in a short time to get there.
You were telling us about Glenn Beck and what you felt was going to go on there.
Well, I don't feel it, unfortunately. In fact, I wish, Joel, because I wasn't clear. I mean, I wish it was just my feelings or my speculation. A very high-powered reporter, and I'm going to leave it at that, told me, you know what, I said I wouldn't say anything, but I didn't say I wouldn't say something's coming after Glenn Beck. Sometime in December, it may be January, but probably December, there's going to be a huge group of information breaking about Glenn Beck. You've noticed he's been saying something big's about to come out. So I can talk about it because he knows. He doesn't know the full extent, though, from what I've been told by a very good source. He said, you know, bad things are about to come out. They're not true. I don't know if it's true or not. But I think if it is true, the system knew he had problems from the beginning, things that are even worse than we know, the drugs and the rest of it. And so they built him up as the figurehead of this movement to then try to discredit it. I don't think that's going to work. But you talking about them coming after him, that's what spurred me to say, yeah, you're right. What's your take on that, Joel Skousen?
Well, I have long suspected that. I don't have the sources that you have quoted, but I just have had a gut feeling that they're not. The sooner and the closer the Glenn Becks gets to the truth about the major issue of powerful forces controlling our government, powerful forces controlling both political parties, the sooner he is to the hatchet. But they cannot. He's so effective, even in his bumbling way. You know, he's uncareful in many regards, which does make him vulnerable. But he's so effective because of that disarming nature that he has when he speaks and he talks to people. I just have felt for a long time they can't continue to let this happen.
Well, my issue is, you know, he represents, whether it's true or not, a lot of the liberty movement, the awakening, and I just hope the things I've heard, and again, this was from a high-powered reporter. I mean, this is from as big as it gets. And you know, as I reach more people and become more prominent, I get these sources. And this, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to give out any information. Glenn Beck already knows about it. He already knows about, well, that's it. I'm shutting up now. It's just that Glenn Beck better get ready. He better get ready. I hope this stuff isn't true, but he better get ready because it's real. And it is going to be crippling at the bare minimum. I will say this, you know, I 3 months ago, I say talk about poison in the water, talk about eugenics. He does it. I say talk about the real puppet masters 2 weeks ago, not just George Soros. He comes out last week and talks about David Rockefeller and how robber barons are not free market and want socialism. So it does seem like just a few months ago he seemed disingenuous. More and more, I think he realizes that his time may be limited, Joel.
Well, and this, if this does come to pass, then I think it's only a matter of time. Whether they fabricate something or they blow something out of proportion, or even if it's true, he's going to know for sure after being targeted himself that there's a major conspiracy to shut down the truth in this country. And what he does with it afterwards remains to be seen. You know, if they throw him off that network, I am sure there are other networks, even your own, that might pick him up or that might help him out, and he could continue to have a voice.
Well, the guy's worth like $150 million. He can start his own network.
That's right. He does have the money. He's got a tremendous amount of money. And there are some other struggling networks, even smaller than yours, that can use a boost, and he could give them that boost. And he could instantly take any network to the top if he becomes the major player.
Well, I don't think it should be about the personal things that a messenger is involved in. It should be about the information. But the system wants to change the debate. And instead of making it about the message, about the messenger, and I'm done talking about Beck, it really shook me up what I learned is going on, and it's just, you'd think at a primitive level, I'd be like, oh, good, he's ripped off my material, he's demonized me, he's done these things in the years past, but I really feel sick, and I'm done talking about it. It just makes me sick.
It's to your credit, Alex, if I could say, though, that, as I've seen the competition and the back and forth going on, it's to your credit that you've accepted the good things that Glenn Beck does. I was a very strong critic of Glenn Beck when he started, especially when he denigrated conspiracy so strongly. But I, too, have had to acknowledge that Glenn Beck has done a great deal of good for the movement, and that the powers that be cannot stand that for long. And that's why we're all eventually targeted. But especially those that get to have strong forefront, like Glenn Beck has done.
Well, I agree with you, though. I think he's really going to find out just how ruthless these people are. And I just thank God every day that I don't have any real skeletons in my closet. What, I got in fights and beat people up pretty bad when they started fights with me? What, I smoked marijuana a couple times? I mean, thank God I've had a pretty clean life. But I have to tell my wife, I go, it doesn't matter. They still might manufacture something. I mean, this could be totally manufactured, what they're about to do to him.
Well, that's the interesting thing about the story about Lord James that comes out. The things that he said, for example, this is a quote. He said, "I found myself between a rock and a hard place." That they were totally paranoid about each other. He's talking about Foundation X and the Bank of England. Now, we tend to think of these things as totally unanimous organizations, that there's absolute control between them, but they're not. They're competing power structures even within the powers that be. He says the Foundation X people are super obsessed about their own security. They expect to be contacted only by someone equal to heads of state or someone with international security rating, Henry Kissinger and above, top six people in the world.
By the way, let me stop you. You're quoting him, and I'm not going to play the whole 12-minute video, but it's up on Infowars.com. It's been up there for a few weeks. Let's put it back on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If folks want to go watch this on YouTube, it's only got like 9,000 views. It should have 10 million views. It's Lord James of Blackheath speaks of Foundation X. Here he is talking about Bilderberg Group level. That's what Foundation X is, folks. Here he is talking about Henry Kissinger, world government, secretive groups, government's funding terrorist. And again, you can just search that on YouTube and pull it up. Lord James of Blackheath speaks of Foundation X. And that's my next question, Joel. Clearly, and Bob Chapman and others agree with me on this. I want to see if you agree. The globalists are getting into this final phase. There's always been fissures. There's always been infighting over the levers of power. But now that's being accelerated, accentuated, because in the final phases of consolidation, things are getting more and more hectic, more and more dangerous. A lot of people inside the system are starting to balk when they really see what's being built. A lot of people in government don't want to allow, this nuking of the United States.
There is a lot of truth to that, because as I pointed out in my book, Strategic Relocation, where I put out my major theory about how a conspiracy of power works in the various different levels, they don't tell, there aren't thousands of people that know the whole plan. There are an awful lot of people at the lower levels who are predictable yes men, who are predictable liberals, who are soft brain people, or people who are just greedy for political or financial power, that don't know what the full plan is of destruction, of killing of billions of people through biological and chemical warfare, of nuclear war. They don't know, and they're starting to find out, and they're balking. Now, that's why I believe that Foundation X is not one of the organizations that we normally know about. It's not Committee of 300. It's not Bilderberger. It's not Aspen Institute. It's not Trilaterals, although they're part of it. I'm saying I think the very top levels keep themselves out of those visible organizations. And that's why they're paranoid, as he said, about their security.
Sure, but they've got representatives in all those key meetings.
Absolutely. These people all work for them. But but not necessarily all in a unanimous chain. I think sometimes they feed different power groups and power sub-leaders who have their own power.
Sure, they're steering things. They don't have total control. They're able to steer. So from your deep research, tell us who's at the top. From my research, it's Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Sachs, Coburg, Gothas, the British and Dutch royalty. I mean, it's really the robber baron families.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, you've got to remember that there's movement also at these hierarchies. There's people who die off and people who replace them. I'm convinced that Henry Kissinger has moved up into the top levels now.
Because people die and then only a few people know where all the bodies are buried.
That's right. That's right. I think George Soros has moved up to the top. I think Dwayne Andreas, you know, was there. You know, none of us are ever going to know completely. And in fact, it isn't necessary to even know who it is. We have to teach people to watch the power structure at work. You know, just like Chuck Baldwin said one time, he said, you know, I don't know if the Antichrist is a person or an organization. It doesn't make any difference. All I do know, he said, is that it is going to have an effect. It's targeting us, our liberty, and our lives, and that's what we need to be careful of.
Very well said. In closing, Joel, and things are moving so quick, I want to have you back up very, very soon. Any other points you want to add about what's happening in our world? Do you think it's overall a positive thing that we are rebelling against the TSA and the people are learning the power that they do have?
Absolutely. The great positive is that the more, you know, ultimately there are those who understand and who acquiesce, and those who understand that there is conspiracy and will not acquiesce. And we are starting to see stronger people come out, especially against TSA, and say, we're not going to take this anymore. And they really mean it. We're not going to fly, like Jesse Ventura says. We're not going to, you know, stand for this. And I think we need to, that builds confidence in other people to take a stand. That's what I worried about so much in this movement, is that there are a lot of people who felt and agreed with us but weren't willing to take a stand someday and actually stand up against it with force of arms if necessary.
Well, I want to quantify that and then have you elaborate briefly because we're almost out of time. There's a greater risk in not getting in the game. There's a greater risk in being passive and sitting on the bench. That assures the victory of these eugenics control freaks. People think I have courage. I don't have courage. I'm doing this because I've studied history, and I know these tyrants have got to be met head on, because if they succeed, then our destruction and enslavement is assured. The only way out is standing up, ladies and gentlemen. Joel, your comments on that statement.
That's exactly right. One thing I learned from the statements of Lord James was this. He estimated that almost half of the House of Lords already knew about this foundation, and that it was a new thing to him. Now that, and the same thing with this guy in the City of London. Remember, he was the only one out of the 30 or 40 people he regularly met with, high financiers who didn't know about the system. That means it's much bigger than we thought. It's much more deeply ingrained in the power structure, and it's only an enraged populace that it's going to scare them into saying, hey, you know, if enough of these people really get disturbed, we could be in trouble. We could be physically at risk from the kind of irritation we're seeing against TSA, and I want them to think that.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I mean, they've got to stay hidden, because as they engineer these calamities, you know, they can flush presidents down the toilet, the CFR down the toilet, whole countries down. But if people ever identify the true ruling class, then they can't carry out the carnage because they will get the blame.
Not only that, and they could be targeted. You know, there are people out there who say, if we ever find out who they are, their lives aren't worth much. And they need to be afraid of that, because someday, you know, people are not going to take this line down. When you nuke a nation, and when you destroy and kill millions of people, you lose your right to live.
And so we need to have this testament on the line right now about who Foundation X is, this nexus of the supergroups, because that's checkmate. If we start identifying them, and this, I'm getting chill bumps right now. This is dangerous to do, folks. As we identify the true rulers and not their puppets, then that begins to remove their power to act on their agenda, because they know they'll be brought to justice.
That's right. And one of the greatest things we need to do is encourage whistleblowers to come forward. You know, there's over 100 people who placed explosives in the World Trade Center who haven't talked yet. We need to have some of those people have the courage to come out and talk. And the only way they'll do is to realize that the powers that be might be threatened, because they're looking at threats from both sides, and they have to say, look, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Well, I would imagine most of those 100 have already been killed, but that's a good point. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Pleasure, Alex, as always.
Pleasure talking to you. I've got some key financial news I want to hit. Jaron did find it. This is the report I saw 2 weeks ago. I'm going to get Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, or Aaron Deitch to do a report on this at Infowars.com. All of you other news people are welcome to pick it up as well. It's big news. Special Climate Change Program, 2009-2012 Mexico, Executive Summary, written by the UN. And it says on page 6, relocate human settlements and infrastructure in high-risk areas and the implementation of policies aimed at climate stability and sustainable development. So it says the implementation of relocation programs of human settlements and infrastructure in high-risk areas. There you go. Relocation. Forcible relocation to areas in the name of the environment. Forcing you to move where they say. That's big news.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a Fountain of Youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the Fountain of Youth facelift.
Think of the magnitude of this. Special Climate Change Program, 2009-2012 Mexico Executive Summary. This is for the entire planet, but it deals with the Mexico Summit. It's got all the UN programs. It's got the globalfederal.gop.mexico. Global Federal. It says right here, globalinofederal.gob. Global government, global federal. It's just all out in the open, and they tell the public, oh, that doesn't exist. Hey, the TSA sticking their hand down my pants. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. And it says they will relocate populations, livestock, agriculture, to any area they see fit, starting in 2013. I think it's pretty big news. Yeah, they're going to relocate you. These people don't play games, folks. They don't play games. I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up here at the end of this hour, and I'm sorry to all the callers. Call me back tomorrow. We'll get to you. I apologize to George, John, Brenda, Marty, Rhonda, and others, but we're trying to get to more calls here. Just how could you go to calls when Joel Skousen was on? Gold's back up again today. They've been trying to suppress it. Silver back up again today. But it's going to start running back up. Ted was able to buy when it was low again and pass those savings on to you. He's got quite a few specials for you. Today we've got the FBI raiding hedge funds amid insider trading cases. But they're going after smaller firms instead of the big mega firms that are really involved in the corruption. Ted, tell us what's going on in financial markets and with gold and silver.
Well, that's a big one right there, the FBI going after hedge funds. And then, of course, gold may climb, speculation on weaker dollar, which is a headline from Bloomberg. Here's another one. Bloomberg silver sales surge as investors seek protection. We have European countries that are falling apart right now. The United States is on the brink of disaster. I mean, what more do you need? I mean, gold and silver is going up. Right now, silver's at, well, it's seen a high today of 27.73. Currently right now at 27.67. Gold is high now as 13.64.90. And right now, 13.61.50. Alex, there's a wide array of specials that we have. Again, the very best special that we have is your videos. If you want to know what's going on in the world, look at Alex's videos. Pass these things out.
People now, you've got silver dollars basically at your cost, three silver dollars, and then you get free shipping and three of my most powerful films on top of it for, what, $101?
No, we've dropped that price, $97, even though silver's up. So we brought our price down. Silver's up for $97. You get the three videos, the three silver dollars, $97. It's a great buy.
And the shipping's included in that.
Oh, yeah.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And if you want to get your friends and family into precious metals, call and get them a fifth-ounce Frank gold coin. Get them a one-ounce gold eagle or buffalo. And once they hold it in their hand, they'll understand real money. Or buy silver dollars or silver half dollars for stocking stuffers and then educate people about real money while you do it this holiday season, and also expose, how the big banks are trying to suppress the price. When you actually physically buy it, it makes it harder for them to continue to suppress it. 800-686-2237. But Ted, for folks that want to get silver half dollars, that want to get francs, that want to get sovereigns, the radio specials that are the lowest price you'll find anywhere that I've seen on gold and silver, tell folks briefly about a few of those coins you've got.
Yeah, sure. You're talking about that fifth of an ounce franc coin. That's at $294. Walking Liberty halves right now are at $1,284. Those prices have gone over $15 on the internet. Just pretty much everything across the board. You know, Alex, I need to come up with some more specials. I know I got a ton of them out there and people sort of lose track of them. But yeah, if you pick up one British sovereign, you're going to get five videos from Alex Jones. That's another one that we have. There's just a wide array of things. You can see what's going on economically. Why not have the coins that our forefathers intended for us to have for money?
Yeah, well, let me just add this. Absolutely, Ted, at the end. Coin shops all over Dallas, Austin. I talk to people. They're all sold out. They have almost nothing or nothing, and there's huge premiums. Ted's got it on hand, ready to ship it to you today. 800-686-2237. The info coming up, the retransmission at InfoWars.com. Great job, Chris. You'll be back live tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.